Hello, friends, and welcome. Tonight's sermon is entitled, How stupid do you think God is anyway? That's right, friends. Tonight we're calling the question. The question that has plagued intellectuals for time immemorial. Not how many angels can sit on the end of a pen. The clergy that worry about that have obviously got something up their ends that they're sitting on. Because, friends, God hasn't got eternity to waste on such nonsense. What do you think he is anyway? Some sort of stupid idiot? Well, he ain't. God's the wife. Most intelligent, most creative idiot in the entire universe. It's true, friends. God is the most clever comedian of all time. He is the most fanatic of fools, the most penultimate of pranksters, the jester with the most jokes. Now I can hear a few of the self-righteous genies out there. They're saying, Father Jemima, God is serious. So serious that he let his only begotten salesman suffer assassination. And you know, that's the joke of it. Don't you see? Who else but J.R. Bob Dodge would take getting shot to death and then find it funny? Little wonder he was selected for the job. Little wonder he sitteth on the ticklish side of our silly Savior. Well, that old son of a gunner. Who but J.R. Bob Dodge could appreciate the comic genius of the cosmos? Now I can hear the stiff necks of the subhumans out there swaying back and forth, and they shake their big heads and puny little minds in disagreement. Nay, saith the sheik, there is nothing funny about God Almighty. Well, let me tell you something. These folks wouldn't know a funny joke if it looked them in the face, which it does every morning when they brush their teeth, if they so bother. Ha! These are some of God's funniest jokes and some of the best jokes on the planet. They live together, they grow together, and yes, they even breed together, and yet they still don't get it. Blasphemy! I just hope some of them are listening tonight, friends, so they'll know how ridiculous they are and how much they make God and the rest of us laugh. Not with them, mind you, but at them. Oh, how they do provide us with endless hours of mirth. Their self-righteous morals, their politics, their appointed leaders, and I do use quotation marks, their pop culture, their bad taste in art, and above all, their conformity to the lowest possible common denominator. Oh, but let us not forget the ultimate and satirical irony, friends, their false prophets and hilarious holy hierarchy. And all the while, their straight-faced, deadpan condemnation of the only true and correct religious dogma, the Bob-inspired, Bob-sanctioned, and Bob-approved church to the top genius. Bravo! Who among us could possibly be upset about that? It's like watching your dog walk through the glass sliding door for the umpteenth time. They're just too stupid to learn. And you know, the more he does it, the funnier it gets. It's right, friends. It's becoming a running gag. And we love it. Don't stop, please. It's killing us, really. In fact, we'd enjoy another refrain of fire and brimstone sometime when you get the chance. You know, that's becoming a cult favorite. Just thinking of it makes me giddy. We're going to hell, and you're going to heaven. And God's going to spend eternity with you? Well, at the risk of spoiling the punchline, friends, Who do you think God's going to want to spend eternity with? I mean, really. The ones who laugh at his jokes? Or the ones who are his jokes? And just a preview of heaven and hell while we're on the topic, if you don't mind. By your own definition, heaven is going to be a place where you all stuck together forever and ever. And the same conspiracy religion rules apply. That's right, friends. No cursing, no cheating, no fighting, no thinking dirty thoughts, and no doing dirty deeds. And that means no sex, no drugs, no rock and roll. Just eternal holding of hands and singing of praise. Well, friends, if you want to call that heaven, you go right ahead. Keep on calling it that. Who knows? You may even enjoy it for a few million years. But friends, if you really think God thinks that's heaven, and God's going to enjoy listening to you and Aunt Betty singing out of key hymns forever and ever. Well, friends, just how stupid do you think God is anyway? Here endeth the 12th lesson. Praise Bob, amen.